It's the dawn of a new adventure. The discovery of a new episode. It's the return of the Symphony of Destruction to returning from the last month. Nowhere to go for the next hour or so. We're all stuck here together. You're in good company, though, because you're here with the host with the most that can boast from coast to coast, the Ayatollah of Rock and Rolla, the 60-Minute Maniac, oh, slave to the surf wave, the boss bad cat, Mr. Level 8, baby. Can't get past me. The lone wolf just running through the jungle. Ooh. Where's that full moon? Where is it? Oh, there it is. Woo! That rock is lighting up the sky, shining down on me and saying, play more surf. Well, hell yeah, I'll do that. Not like I had anything else. The name says it. Wait a minute. Oh, there's something missing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't forget that it's me. It's me. It's the Big BB, Dirk Bragante, a.k.a. the Big Derbosque. Can't forget the most important person around. The only person around. It's all me, baby, just hanging out here in the axis of time. Plotting. Scheming, for the latest episode of the Symphony of Destruction 2000. What can I do for the next episode? What am I going to play? Oh, well, I've been looking all over, been listening to all sorts of stuff, just trying to find the absolute best surf to send the summer off in style. A lot of new music coming at you from Shirawachi Records. They're just going crazy with the albums. I got music from Chewbacca's and new band to the show, Black Valley Moon. I have some more new bands, and it's always, you know, Miserable Ones, Beachmasters of the Universe, Cowabunga, Durango 14, Cannibal Mosquitoes, Los Tornillos, and Killer Tone Jones. More bands coming back around, like Palms I'd Like to Surf, Los Siete, and the Surferific Dudes. You'll like the sounds of that. Oh, hell, we haven't even started the music yet. Don't go making rash decisions. It'll get you into trouble. But with the Big Derbosque by your side, you don't gotta worry about a thing, baby. Oh, I got the tunes to make you swoon on the best surf podcast around. What's the name, baby? What's that name? Oh, it's the Symphony of Destruction 2000. Enough of the tough talk. Let's get to some music with Surferific Dudes. Returning to the Big Surf, it's the man of the hour with the ultimate power, Dirk Bragante, number one. Just thinking up some things to say. Well, this episode got way better than I expected it to be when it comes to music. After the last show, I said to myself, Dirk. And I said, yeah. And then I was like, last show was good at all. You're right. But you didn't have all that much new music. Well, I had some, but not enough. Okay, look, man, I just wanted to play some bands I didn't play much of before. Fair enough. But you should play more new bands. And finally I said, yeah, whatever. Anyways, you know, I listen to me, and I also listen to a bunch of new bands, so there's a ton of new stuff for you to dig into, yeah. It's spread out all over the place, so just hold your horses. We got some music to get through here. Would have been nice to end the set with a new band, so I could have easily segued into the music rundown. But the Big Dareboski, he don't work that way. It's just the way the music falls together. You gotta let it flow. So that's a long way of me saying that I just started the show off with Los Siete, one of the many bands I played back on the Surf in Spain episode. The song we had there was Raining Cats and Dogs from their demo tape release in 2017. Now we get to the new music. Big sound from Killer Tone Jones. This is the song that made me give up on having a lean music set this month. The song we heard is Rip Curl Pearl. Ooh, that just rolls off the tongue. Man, it was just so damn good. A lot of nasty riffs. By its hips. And some big rolling drums. Once I heard some Killer Tone Jones, I just said, yeah, you know what? I gotta have all the music. Alright, now moving on. Now for the return of the two-song Surf Showcase. I haven't done one of these in a little while. Not to say that there hasn't been many new releases. I just had the chance to do it this time around. This is from a new band to the show, Black Valley Moon, with their new release, The Baleful Sounds of Black Valley Moon Volume 1. Available now for purchase on Bandcamp. The two songs I played for you were Gaspar's Revenge and Glade Runner Blues. Just noticing now that I picked two songs that start with the letter G. This show brought to you by the letter G, I guess. So that's a new release from Sharawaji Records. Not only that, it's one of two releases this month alone. Dig this. I've got another Surf Showcase coming up later this episode with another Sharawaji representative. We'll get to that later, though, because I got some stuff to cover here now. Like Moms I'd Like to Surf, they're back with Sunless Summer Boogaloo from their March 2019 release Beach Control to Major Knob. I used this song as inspiration for the set. Wanted to get away from the chill first, as I usually do, and go full rowdy to kick off the show. Yeah, Cowabunga from Argentina, trying to keep things under control, but getting a little loose with Maria Roja from their latest EP, La Fella de Fagnano, released in April 2019. Another April album coming up, Sharks in Tuxedos by the Surferific Dudes, starting off the Surfany with Roswell, 1947. That is the year of the UFO incident where they claim a U.S. Air Force's balloon crashed in Roswell. But that's what they want you to think. Alright, that's it for the music. Now let's get into some conspiracy theories. Is the Earth actually flat? Hell no. If it was, I don't think the whole tidal forcing with the mood would work, and then I guess the surf we made would not exist. I'm going to have to look into some of the alternate universes and see if I can find me a flat Earth one. Find a flat Dirk to go along with it, I guess. I got access to these sort of things because I am still up here in the axis of time. Nowhere. And everywhere. Now, before I get into my theories of the Illuminati and some chemtrails, you know, it's taking over the mind. Let's break it up with a little new music. I need to get my notes in order here, and, well, that can take some time. Let's gear up for some more big noise from the Surfany of Destruction 2000. Dirk here. That's me. Dig it? Now shut up. It's my time to talk. You weren't saying anything. Oh, hell, well, now you just did. So last night I was talking about how I have a ton of new music, and I had a funny anecdote I wanted to share. But I was already talking your ear off, so I had to save it for now. So I happened to post my Surfing Around the Earth map on Facebook. Oh, by the way, give me a like on Facebook and check out the map to see all the bands from all over the world ever played in the surfing. Anyway, so I posted it earlier this month, and more often than not, I get people saying they gotta be on the map. Well, I say to you, you gotta be on the show. I never turn a band down. I mean, so long as you're instrumental, that's a requirement. But so long as you meet that criteria, you got a place on the Surfing of Destruction 2000. Woo! Had to throw it a little 2000 for you there. Anyways, I had a few people reach out, and I ended up having to put my money where my mouth is and put them on the show. September's an awkward time, because if I can't get bands on the Big Surf now, it won't be till November. That's not very cool. So I had a playlist already in the works. I had people reaching out, surf showcases, and now we are sitting at 20 songs or so. Jeez. Not that I am complaining. I love getting new music and hearing new bands. Love it. So to those that have reached out to me, big thanks to you. And to those that have yet to get in touch with the Big Narboski, well, do so. I want your music here. Just wanted to share a funny story about how big this episode is getting. Ooh. This band I found out about through Facebook, not related to the Surfing Around the Earth map, mind you, I just random scrolling. That was the Cannibal Mosquitoes, and man, does their song hit home with me. My car broke down, so I don't want to play surf music anymore. Yeah. In my case, the surfing is about to break down under its own weight. More new music, Pump House by the Termaliners. Yeah, highly recommended band by Gnarly Mike of Surf Rock Radio. I have to agree with him, Termaliners are top notch. Their debut album, Termaline Dream, is available directly on their website as well as streaming on Spotify. Then Los Olas are next. They were a recommended band by Clarence Boddicker of Secret Admirer. If that is his real name. Dun dun dun. I got your number, Clarence. We heard the song Celeste. Yeah. And then the Manatees with Crevice, along with the Lively Ones' High Tide before that. Then the Surf Zombies arrive with Alien Eyes from their 2009 album, Something Weird. A lot of great albums of the Surf Zombies are available over on their Bandcamp page. You ought to go check it out. And then, finally, Robotron, our first Norwegian surf band. Well, that's cool. Their song, Del Castillo Trippin', started off one long set. Man, feels like I've been talking about music forever. Will the Big Narboski ever stop yapping? Yes, I would like to, please. So let's let the music take over again. Now it's time for my favorite part of the show. Heavy waves are coming your way, and it's gonna be good. Yeah, I found a lot of wicked tracks that I'm real excited about. Let's get to it. Miserable Ones are about to hit you with a big blast as we ride into the eye of the storm on the Big Surf. Yeah, let's go.
sabes cuánto tiempo hemos trabajado en esto? 1000 años intentando alcanzar las estrellas y al fin hemos conquistado el espacio. Con los sueños que teníamos de conocer otros mundos.
Las agujas están al límite. Estamos en algún campo de fuerza. Demasiado potente.
We'll be right back.
Time now for a quick break from the music. The Big Daraboski. Oh, you know who it is. It's Dirk Bragante. Yeah, back for the final segment of episode 83 of the Symphony of Destruction 2000. Gonna try and keep this segment quick. I've been talking an awful lot, which does not work well when there's a lot of music to play, too. I feel like this comes up every episode. I guess I could do something about it. Or nah. The music is too good to give up. If you're fiending for even more surf, even after we're done here, I highly recommend you check out the bands you hear on the show. I post playlists on Mixcloud. I also post a lot of Bandcamp pages on Facebook, so you can give me a like. Yeah, a little shameless pluggy. Again, you can always look on Google to find a band you like. It's pretty easy. You listen to some great music on the Big Surf, so go ahead and support the bands you like. Now with that out of the way, let's talk about the music. Going wild in the third set of the Symphony of Destruction 2000. This band blew my mind when I heard them. Yowza! This is the kind of surf I am always in search of. They are the Beachmasters of the Universe. The Fungi from Yugoth is the song we heard off the album Tropica. If you were a fan of that song, you really got to hear the rest of the album. There is a note on their Bandcamp page that says the album is an attempt to confront surf rock with the developments of guitar music that happened after its heyday. Hell yeah! I like it! Moving on, we got Los Tornillos from the UK with Amped in Your Pants from their 2019 release, Surf Electro. Hey, this happens to be Clarence's favorite song on Bandcamp. We keep running into each other. I gotta say, fans of the Surfany, they got good taste. Also, I was chatting with Rob of Los Tornillos, and he tells me it's actually just him in the band. Just a man with a guitar, garage band, and an iPhone. I mean, that's pretty amazing, seeing as he sounds really damn good. He says he was influenced by Devo, and that he basically learned how to play guitar from the first two Devo albums. Oh, are we not men? Round two of the new Surf Showcase. Another Shirawaji Records band, it's Chewbacca's. We last heard from them on episode 79, Surf in Spain. Now we have a new album from Chewbacca's, The Return from Echo Lake. The two songs we heard were Nine Tomorrows and Log Jam. There's more where that came from on Chewbacca's Bandcamp, 11 tracks in total. Shirawaji is also releasing a fantastic looking record if you're into wax. Durango 14 coming at ya. They got in touch shortly after I posted the Surf from Around the Earth map, and you know what happened? I liked their music, so I had to get it in. Barely squeezing into the set, the song we heard from Durango 14 was Last Oil Station. More new music up next, this time from Amphibian Man. That was Fog from their Shapes EP, Side A. I hear there's going to be a Side B, too. Woo! And starting off, the big bad set of the Big Surf, the miserable ones, Bodge Corner. Well, Finks, that about wraps things up for one hell of a long surfing trip. 20 songs, 2 new surf showcases, more surf than I can handle. Ooh, I think I'm going to need to relax some after this. Taking a look at the old calendar here, and it looks like I may be in luck. Yeah, coming up to that time of year, coming up on that October full moon, the dead will rise again as we approach the night of the vampire. Scary ain't my strong suit. Hey, who's that man with the cape, though? That cat with the fangs. Now that's what I call scary. Coming to take a bite out of the October full moon, it's Count Von Dercula of the Symphony of Destruction 2000. The annual Surfing Halloween special returns to scare up some spooky surf, and, well, from what the count has told me so far, it's gonna be a hell of a good time. Yeah, I'm excited. I may even drop by the party on October 13th. Ooh, lucky number 13. Don't mind the call of Cthulhu, let it go to voicemail, because the count is calling, and you don't want to miss this. RSVP to the Surfing of Destruction, and get suited up for the scariest spook surf show around. Count Von Dracula will take you on a trip of an after-lifetime. Now as for me, Dragante, hey, I'm all worn out. After a show like this, one last time, it's the Surfing of Destruction 2000. Woo! Woo! That was a good one, yeah. All right.